This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney posts up in the bleachers.
You're all carded! All of you!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, we definitely got to get that fixed, because that's been happening too often. It's been a couple miscommunication, and it's been a couple things that I can help those guys out with, trying to get to some exotic looks. Teams are not letting us trying to get into that. He's still Nick Chubb. I mean, I saw him. He had a run just in a low red zone, probably about the 5 yard line. They hit him at the 5 yard line, and he ended up getting tackled at the one. So the strength is still there. We know the first game back, they was kind of easing him back into that. I think the first thing, a lot of the getting him into more third and longer situations. I think this last game in particular was a lot of third and one, third and two, third and threes. And obviously we had to deal with the speed breaks and the backs out to the flat. So, we got to do a better job of stopping teams on third downs. It's been great. It's been wonderful. I literally just told him that. I said, man, I appreciate you being here. You've helped us out in tremendous ways, and glad that you came aboard. And I think you can ask anybody on our staff about that, and I think you can ask our players. So he's been a great, just personally for me, just a great sounding board for me as far as like game planning, different ways to attack offenses that fit within what, you know, we do here, and what he's done here, what he's done in the past at other places.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator. That was yesterday afternoon out at one winning drive. Met with the media. We're going to work back to front. Talking about Dean Pease coming in last week as an advisor. All right. Ravens defense didn't exactly look like the 2000 Ravens or the 2023 Ravens, for that matter. But you heard Zach. We're talking about appreciating him coming in. And it's a work in progress, and we hope the results will be better. You have a Cleveland offense coming up on Sunday that is challenged. Jameis Winston, third string quarterback, essentially, for them, even though he's Heisman status, first pick in the draft. We know his resume, but at this stage of his career, he is what he is. He's a backup quarterback. No receivers. Nick Chubb, who... you heard Zach Ward talking about saying he's still Nick Chubb, and he saw some things on film that I guess brought back glimpses of his Pro Bowl level play. But if the Ravens are looking for a get right game, Vinny, I think Cleveland Browns are bring it on. We got this. Perhaps.
Yeah, I think, yeah, defensively, this is a game that they need. They need to get all the BS out and talk about, yeah, that's how we need to play. You know, can they do that? I hope they can. I mean, there's been so many busts and communication issues, mental errors, whatever you want to call them, through the first seven games that, okay, what gives you hope that they're going to go to zero? I don't know if they're going to go to zero. You know, and Bob, to your point, if Cleveland score, they're averaging 15 points a game. If they score 28 or 30, we got some issues. We got some issues.
Serious problems.
Yes, with their receiving group and their offensive line woes that they have right now. And their quarterback, you know, the next pick that Jameis Winston throws, it's his 100th career pick.
Oh, milestone.
Yes.
Little milestone.
Think he'll keep the ball?
I doubt it. You know, whoever intercepts it's probably going to keep it for their mantle. But, you know, if the Ravens need a game against a team that could be prime for them to dominate, Cleveland seems to hit all of those marks. And we also heard Zach Ward talking about the other teams. Ravens third down, we'll get into the stats later this hour. Ravens third down defense been bad. And he was referencing, Zach, the Tampa game where they were in a lot of third and shorts is why they were having success. But
Jesus,
what about the other six games?
Yeah, I mean, there's always – Bob, doesn't that – who Dean Pease, what did he say? You know, if
well, – If Jordan Howard wouldn't have had that 90-yard run, we would have held him to less than 100 yards rushing.
Right, right. Well, you know what? What I say to that, you know what I say to that, Bob? Be better on first and second down then, and then you don't get them into third and second. So, I mean, let's just not have any excuses defensively. Let's just go play a good defensive game. Let's get some interceptions. Let's play fast. Let's play hard. Let's play aggressive, and let's not have any communication issues.
And we open with Zach. We're talking about stopping opposing running backs, and the Ravens this year, they've outrushed the opposition by over 100 yards every game. But oftentimes the opposing team is playing from behind, so the running game kind of disappears there. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Yeah. Oh, bless you. The running game,
no one's really ran all over the Ravens yet.
Tampa had success, you know, and I thought that was the worst game that the defensive line played. I mean, watching the film, Bob, they didn't get off blocks well at all. I mean, the linebackers, you know, were making a ton of plays. The D-line didn't make any if you look at the stats. I just thought that was their worst game. I mean, they were getting doubled a lot. They didn't get off blocks. They didn't make any tackles, you know, and the linebackers had to make them. And you know what? I thought they had three pretty good backs. They all had some bursts and explosiveness. So that was not a good game for the D-line, and they need a much better game. And I don't, you know, watching Chubb and then watching those three backs from Tampa, I don't see Chubb right now with that kind of burst. I didn't see it in this last game, and maybe he's going to get better this game. I don't know. I mean, he had a major surgery. He had two operations, you know, so for him to be back in 8 months or 9 months, I think we're looking at next year for him to be back to normal.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Featured Artist Friday. We know who it is. If you didn't listen yesterday, well, first of all, shame on you. But you'll find out when we come back here from our first break. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Your prediction for the Ravens-Browns game. Ravens have won five in a row. They've lost five in a row. They're down to Jameis Winston, third-string quarterback. Not trying to disrespect him again. Just saying where he is in the totem pole of their quarterback room. Lamar Jackson coming off yet another Offensive Player of the Week performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Derrick Henry leads the NFL in rushing on pace to break Eric Dickerson's 40-year-old record. So all of that to look forward to. But as Vinny said, the Ravens, you know, their front seven, defensive line in particular, wasn't all that great against Tampa. Secondary's been questionable. And on top of that, Marlon Humphrey hasn't practiced.
Yeah.
Nate Wiggins is banged up. TJ Tampa's dealing with an ankle. Yeah, you're getting Arthur Millett back, but what's the rust factor there? Armour Davis is eligible to come off the IR. So a shaky secondary with their starters might be missing one or two of them this week.
Yeah, because Humphrey's the one that's been making, he's got the four interceptions. He had two last week. So who's going to make those plays? I mean, Wiggins makes really good plays, and then he makes rookie mistakes. So, you know, we'll see. I think they're going to be playing a lot of man coverage, the Ravens, and coming after Jameis. I think they will, just because, I mean, if you look at their receivers, I mean, are we afraid of any of them? You know, if I'm Zach Orr, no. You know, so let's get after Jameis. Or do you want to just, try to get pressure on Jameis, play zone coverage, and figuring, you know what, he's going to throw it to us eventually.
We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057, Thursday Night Football. The Rams pull the stunner based on the spread. We all picked L.A., by the way. But Puka Nacua came back, and it was like he never left. Yeah. Same with Cooper Kupp. So the Vikings have dropped two in a row. There was some controversy, however, with the officiating. What a shocker there. We'll talk about that. Maryland tomorrow at Minnesota. Taking on the Gophers, spread dropped to 3.5. Take it for what it is. I think it's kind of fluctuating a little bit. Early hours of the morning, preview the game with Keith Cavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com, 11:30. World Series starts tonight. We'll talk about that. Mike Axisa from CBSSports.com. And all sorts of crazy things going on in the world of sports. Join us, if you will, at 410-583-1057. It's Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. Who we jamming to? You'll find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Up next, evolving as a passer. Well, some of you say, well, he's not all that great throwing a football. Inaccurate outside the numbers, which has been a fact. Inaccurate throwing the deep ball, which has been an issue. But ladies and gentlemen, his quarterback rating going into week 8 or the 8th game, it's 118. He's completing, what's that, Vinny? 68.3. And guys who can't throw footballs don't do that, right? I'm not Sammy Ball, but come on, man.
And let me just say this. I saw him from day one, the day he reported after the draft.
Basically, you said he sucked throwing a football.
Oh, boy. I told Marty Morningwig, who was the coordinator after practice, I said, Marty, you got a lot of work to do, man. And, but he's evolved into an outstanding player, both run and pass. I mean, people now are not, those issues don't come up anymore. Like, oh, just keep him, we want to keep him in the pocket and make him beat us throwing. I mean, he's proven he can do that.
Bill Belichick was saying Monday night during the Manning cast that he's more inclined, Lamar, to stay in the pocket. If he wanted to, he could haul ass anytime he sees fit to do so. But he feels the big plays coming when he throws the ball. And look, he threw 5 more touchdown passes on Monday night. He's averaging, 9.1 yards per completion. So when he throws a pass, whatever the situation is, he's setting them up for success in the big plays. have become plentiful.
Well, the other thing that he's done better, what did we bitch about last year all the time? His deep ball sucked.
Right.
You know, thing we said after the season. What has he got to improve upon in the offseason? He's got to improve upon that deep ball. Get a little bit more air under it. I mean, that deep ball to Bate, you couldn't throw it any better.
Hit him in stride, perfect throw.
Yeah, I mean, so he's throwing the deep ball well. I mean, there's not a pass that he's not throwing well, you know, and I just think that he is extremely confident and comfortable. And even like he said, it slowed way down for him. And he's seeing things so much better. And why is he seeing them better? Because he understands what he's seeing. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you hear Harbs talk about, well, you know, how do you play fast? You don't think. Okay. Same thing with, you know, quarterbacking. He's playing, things are slowing down and it allows him to play that much fat. He's playing fast because he understands what he sees.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan, featured artist Friday. It's Cool in the Gang. Nolan, how closely did you pay attention to that song?
That was fresh.
I was going to say, she's what? She's fresh. It was like you get the crowd chanting, she's what? Fresh. She's fresh. Exciting. So it's Hall of Famers. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Cool in the Gang throughout the day. That was the JT era. Anything you want to hear from them, send your request. Plazaport text line. We've got you covered. Jonas Schaefer, 11 o'clock. Baltimore Banner preview the game with him. And then Vinny stat breakdown coming up in this particular portion of the program in a few minutes. But right now, let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Glad
y'all brought up sports. See, I was 2 years behind him. Class of 86, Mount St. Joe.
There you go. Well,
he hung with a ruthless bunch that Arbutus, them Arbutus guys. They sit in that cafeteria and, you know, they all play football. Good guys, though.
Yeah, and he went to Georgetown, if I'm not mistaken, old Schwartzy. I followed
him over to D.C. I went to Howard.
Yeah, and screw so, all man, that football stuff. He was a Judas Priest fan, Tony.
Yeah. Tell your guy throwing some Hollywood swing. I know he would later on. I know that's coming.
Oh, hell
I want to
yeah.
talk about. I want to talk about something that's taking me back to my childhood. Now, growing up in the 70s and 80s, there's three matchups as sports fans we look forward to: Steelers Cowboys Super Bowl, Lakers Celtics basketball, and the Yankees and Dodgers. I'm hyped for this World Series. Vinny, I got a question right now. Who are you taking, Judge or Otani?
Judge has been struggling.
I'm going Otani. Yeah. And he hasn't exactly been ripping the cover off the ball either, but he had his moments.
Who are you taking, Soto or Betts?
Betts. Mookie, the Mookster.
Okay, that's 1-1. And finally, Freeman or Giancarlo Stanton?
Freeman's banged up, dude.
Stanton's been hot.
Okay, so that's the conclusion. Well, you kind of went 2-1 Dodgers, and I get a pitches to the Yankees because of Gerrit Cole. I predict Yankees in 7 games, and I think this will be a classic because of the amount of stars that you have. As a baseball fan, you know, if your team is out of it, you couldn't ask for more.
Five former MVPs, Tony, are playing in this World Series. What do you got for the Ravens against Cleveland on Sunday?
Okay, I think the Ravens will win, but like Vinny said, I saw some stuff that was a little disturbing, and I know he was injured. I still got an image of Nick Chubb on that 90-yard run back in 2019 around the corner at M&T Bank Stadium. He might not can't do it now, but the Ravens did show a little bit in the running game, and I don't know how much he can contribute, but that's the only thing that worries me a little bit. At any time, and I said this at the beginning of the year, anytime you have Marcus Williams in your secondary, the other teams have a chance because he is getting ready to enter my Ravens Hall of Shame defensive backs. I'm sticking them back there with Deron Jenkins, Frank Walker, and Coy Ivey. Marcus Williams is getting ready to enter that Hall of Shame for me, Ravens defensive backs.
All right, Tony. He's all out on Marcus Williams.
Well, the only
of time to salvage his season, I would think.
I just wish he'd get engaged.
Yeah.
You know, just make some
to a woman or to a running back.
No, yeah, right. Just get involved in the action and act like you want to hit somebody. I mean, watching him play, I'm telling you, If it's not hot out, I don't know if he needs to shower after the game.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's going on?
Hey, man. All this class of 86 stuff, man. You know, y'all some old people, man. Dang. You know, I'm class of 03 Mervo. You know, shout out to my Mustangs, though.
By the way, Father Time will put up your ass eventually, too, there, sport. So enjoy it while it's lasting.
You know, yeah, I know, man. I'm pushing 40 in like 4 or 5 months.
Ambulance. No,
man. Hey, you got to think about it. When I started talking to you, Bob, I was 18 years old, man.
How about that? Well, my boy, Vic. I didn't even tell the story yesterday. Did you hear me talking about that the Tyler's Country closed, the Wild Bill Country hat? Me and Vic and my buddy Fish both gone. We got thrown out of that Stabilis on Eastern Avenue. I'll tell you that off the air, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one, man. But, yeah, but this game, man, I'm not concerned at all. Some people saying it should be a trap game and everything like that, man. But the Ravens take care of business. By the fourth quarter, I expect the backup, man. Who is that? Huntley? No, Huntley gone. Johnson, right?
Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson should be in the game, getting some reps and everything. Henry and Lamar, everybody should be on the sideline just chilling. Preparing ourselves for the Steelers, right? Because that's what I'm looking forward to, man. The Steelers, you know, they had our number for the past couple years, you know, so.
I don't know if I'd overlook Denver right now, you know what I mean? Because of their defense.
I forgot about Denver, yeah. But they got, come on, Bo Nix. Don't be afraid of Bo Nix. Like, didn't they score like 10 points against the Jets a couple weeks ago? Like 10-9 or 10-7? Like, come on, man. Like, that shouldn't be any problem at all.
But we'll talk about that next week. Hey, Rashawn, thanks, man. Have a great weekend. Denver's defense comes to play.
Yeah, they do. They do. And they haven't turned the ball over as of late.
Yeah, Denver. And let me just double check this. They are Denver
4-3.
They're playing Carolina. They're 10.5-point favorites this week.
They're going to be 5-3
against Carolina. Time for another call. What's up? Your call on the call. He says yes. Jason in East Baltimore. Jason, what's going on? Football Friday, Featured Artist Friday. It's cool in the gang. Jason. No, Jason. All right, Jason, call back. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Again, cool in the gang. Featured Artist Friday, Ravens, 8.5-point favorites at Cleveland, trying to win their sixth consecutive game. The Browns have lost 5 in a row as they're trying to get off the schneid. They're winless at home, 0-3. Ravens are 3-1. On the road, first place on the line because Pittsburgh has a winnable game against the Giants coming up on Monday Night Football. So we're talking about it, your predictions, your concerns. I think it's going to be puffy pants. Personally, we'll do our picks later on in the program. World Series starts tonight. Any self-respecting ball? I don't care. Who do you want to win? I'm actually picking the Yankees to win. Don't want them to win, but I think they win in 6 games. We'll talk about that with Mike Axisa. Maryland tomorrow, live dog, I think, Vinny, against Minnesota. Talk about that and more. It's a lovely day. Nolan's smiling. I mean, what else is wrong with the world, right? In the next segment, World Series starts tonight. Any predictions there? Terps at Minnesota. That game you can hear on the Fan. Tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff. Maryland, live dog, as I see it. Spreads drop to 3. And anything else you want to get into? But right now, let's go to East Baltimore, bring in Jason. Jason, thanks for holding. What is up?
Uncle Bub, Uncle Vinny, top of the morning.
Yeah, man.
What's happening?
Man, I don't know what happened to my phone last call, but I'm glad you guys got me back on. But I want to start off by saying that the Ravens going to win. We're going to beat the Browns. But I don't think it's going to be as easy as what everybody thinks. I got a question for y'all. It tripped me out. You got these teams, these bum teams, right? And they lay down for everybody else. But it seemed like when they play the Ravens, they be going full throttle, man. We get that best. It reminds me growing up over East Baltimore. I grew up on Washington Street, Washington and Madison. And behind us on Castle Street, we had a horse stable. And it was a dog, man, that thought he was human, little white dog. You walk past, he ain't bothering nobody. You never heard him bark. But when I would walk past, he would go crazy. They had to hold him back. And I'm like, that's how I feel with everybody else. The Raiders lay down for everybody else. They played us and fooled us, you know, to the end, tooth and nail. But, you know, we're going to win, but it ain't going to be that easy. But why is that, though? Why did the Ravens invoke so much effort from teams that normally just give up?
Well, number one, it's a division game, and they're at home. And when you're sitting 1-6, you know, you're playing the best. I mean, if you're defensive coordinator, you're Jim Schwartz, you can challenge your dudes. You know, I mean, hey, this is the best offense in the league coming in. What are we going to do? You know, we've had a good defense. You know, you guys are going to be challenged on it. I think for the defense, I think Cleveland will be fired up defensively. You know, and then you got all these new pieces on offense, so you really don't know. You got a new offensive coordinator. You got a new quarterback. You know, basically you got a new running back. So there's a lot of new things going on with their offense. So maybe they feel like, hey, you know, we got hope. And then what you got to do to that offense is you got to go put it to them right away and just say, hey, same old offense.
I got one more question I got for you guys. I want to bring in a honey badger, man. I always thought he would be a perfect Raven, and if we could bring back Clowney, I think, is it possible we can get both of them? Because we got some money, but they ain't going to be requiring a whole lot of money. I think both of them better football days or, you know, in front of them instead of behind them. So what you think? Can we get both of those guys?
All right, Jason, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know about the honey badger. Clowney? Yeah, Clowney's hurt right now. But, yeah, they could get Clowney back. I think his salary was $6 million, so roughly it's probably $3 million now.
But Tyrann Mathieu, at this stage of his career, is he better than Marcus Williams?
Did he kind of replace
Marcus Williams basically in New Orleans?
Yeah, he did. He did. But right now, I mean, Bob, I hate to say this, they miss Geno Stone right now.
Well, I mean, you don't have to hate to say it. Geno Stone got himself a big old paycheck out there. But problem is, I guess, he's become Marcus Williams, a guy that we're talking about in the negative on a weekly basis, unfortunately, where he was kind of the least of their defensive problems other than injuries and dealing with that sort of thing, one-arm bandit stuff.
The thing that I see is a guy that just plays extremely tentative, and I don't know why. And that's why I wish somebody would ask Zach Orr what are his responsibility for him to play that deep and that soft and not really be engaged in anything.
But when you were, I asked you this a couple of days ago, Vinny, when you were at training camp, did you notice this sort of thing?
No.
Being part of the equation?
No. Maybe? When I was at the OTAs in the mini camp, Bob, just because Kyle was out and he was, you know, doing all the talking and everything, he was playing good. And I said, hey, you know, he looks like the old Marcus Williams. And that's when we were talking about it. They got the two best safeties in the league. And not so fast.
Yeah, both are underachieving.
No doubt.
Kyle's starting to maybe trend more in a positive direction.
Kyle just needs a consistency. He makes a play or two plays. He just needs to make all his plays like he did last year.
All right, let's get one more call in here. Go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, what's happening on this Football Friday, Featured Artist Friday? It's Cole and the gang.
Everything's rocking and rolling, Vinny and Bob. I love it, man. I feel like after a week of preparation, I feel like this is a great opportunity for the Ravens to show that they can put the death blow to a team that's not doing well, right? We got to show that we can cut the head off, stomp the gas pedal, whatever the fans are looking for. And I believe we come out of here somewhere in the range of 42 to 45 to 17.
I was going to say, 40. Boy, if they give up 40 points to the Browns, people are getting fired.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with you, Kevin. I think this is going to be a blowout. I'll do my pick later in the show, but I'm not sweating this one for some reason.
Yeah,
Bob. Good.
I'm more nervous about this one.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'm more nervous about their defense. You know, their offense. I think they're going to get after Jameis Winston, and I think he's going to throw some picks.
It's 5881057. The Fan will come back. Got a stat breakdown of the two teams. It's interesting on both sides of the ball. We'll get your phone calls. Joe DeShaper, Baltimore Banner, preview the game with him. Baltimore 8.5-point favorites at Cleveland. Whip around 11:15. Tons going on in the world sports last night. We'll get you caught up on most of it because we only have a certain amount of time to get into. And then Keith Kavanaugh, Maryland Live Dogs, I see it, at Minnesota against the Golden Gophers. It's funny what a week difference a week makes.
Yeah.
They would have lost the USC. It's like Maryland's losing by 40. Now I think they're going to win.
Vinny and Haney crunch the numbers. Sunday Stats Preview, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. Cool and the Gang, Football Friday. Ravens at Cleveland coming up Sunday afternoon. Ravens 8.5-point favorites over the Browns. Both teams going in opposite directions. One's won 5 in a row, Ravens. The other's lost 5 in a row, Browns. But let's crunch some numbers here. Could this matchup be closer than, say, the records indicate? Stats.
All right, let's look at the uglies for both sides, both teams. The offense for Cleveland, the Ravens defense. The Ravens are a +1, Cleveland's a -3. Cleveland offensively, 32nd, they're last. 253.9 yards per game. The Ravens defense, 23rd. They give up 355. Passing offense. Cleveland, 30th, 159 yards a game. Ravens defense, last. They give up 287. Rushing offense, Cleveland, 29th, 94 yards a game. Ravens defense, 1. They give up 68. Points scored, Cleveland's 29th, 15.6. Ravens defense is 26. They give up 25.7. So, I mean, if the Ravens give up what they average giving up, they got some problems defensively.
They're losing, I would think.
They might be, yeah. Pass attempts. Cleveland offense, 4th. 252 pass attempts. Ravens defense, they've given up the most pass attempts. So we may see a lot of passing. 267. Completion percentage, Cleveland's offense, 30th, 61%. Ravens defense, 24th. They give up 67.4. So Jameis may have a day. Average per completion, Cleveland's offense, last, 5.2. Ravens defense, second to last, 8.3. So you got the worst average per completion and pretty much the worst giving up the most. Touchdown passes. Cleveland, 24th with 6. Ravens defense, they're 29th with 14. Interceptions, 15th with 5. Ravens defense, 14th with 5. Sacks. Cleveland's offense, 1st. They're the worst. 35 sacks. Ravens defense is 4th with 22. This is when you add to that equation right there. Quarterback rating, Cleveland 28, 74-4. Quarterback rating for the Ravens, what they give up, they're 27th, 101.6. Cleveland would beg for a 101.6. Rushing attempts, Cleveland's 26th with 157. So they've thrown it 252, rushed it for 157. They're throwing it 100 more times, and I don't know if it's because they're behind a lot or what, but Ravens defense, their 6th, 147 rush attempts. Average per rush, Cleveland's offense, 21st, 4.2. Average per rush, Ravens defense, 1st, 3.3. But I mean, Bob, they've gotten worse each week. I mean, they're still 1, but they were 2 something that, you know, each week it's gotten worse. Third down conversions, Cleveland offense, last, 23.7. Ravens defense, 27th, 45.6. Penalties, Cleveland offense, the most, 60. They get a ton of penalties on offense. Ravens defense is 7th with 37, so 7th best. And also, Ravens defense, they've given up 34 plays over 20 yards, most in the league, 34. All right, let's look at Cleveland's defense, Ravens offense. Cleveland's defense ranked 13th, 317.9. Ravens offense first, 461.4. Passing defense, Cleveland's 11th, 191.7. Ravens offense, 6th, 250.6. Rush defense, Cleveland, they give up 126. Ravens rush offense is first, 211. Points allowed, Cleveland defense, 18th, 23.1. Cleveland Ravens offense, first, 31.1. Score more points than anybody in the league. Pass attempts, Cleveland's defense, they give up 11, 199. Ravens offense, pass attempts, 19th, 199. Completion percentage, Cleveland's defense, Bob, is one of the best. 58.8, they're second. So, they blitz the heck out of you. Completion percentage for the Ravens, 68.3. Average per completion, 21st, 7.3, Cleveland defense. Ravens offense, second, 9.1. Touchdown passes allowed, Cleveland defense, 11th. They've given up 8. Ravens offense is third with 15. Interceptions, Cleveland's one of the worst. They've only got 1, 29th. Ravens offense, they're 27th. They've only thrown 2. Sacks, Cleveland defense is 15th with 18. And that's with Garrett with 4 and
Zadarius
with 4. And Ravens offense, they're the best. They've only had 9 sacks against them. Quarterback rating, Cleveland defense, they give up 18th. They give up a rating of 92.7. Ravens offense first, 117.9. Rushing attempts, 24th for Cleveland, 202 rush attempts. They've given up basically 200 pass attempts. So teams have done run and pass on their defense. Rushing attempts, the Ravens are first with 239. So the Ravens have rushed at 239 and thrown at roughly 200. Average per rush, Cleveland's 11th. They've given up 4.4 per rush. Ravens are first, 6.2. Third down conversions, Cleveland defense not bad, 9th, 32.3. Ravens offense second, 50.0. Penalties, Cleveland's right in the middle with 45. Ravens offense, they're second with 56, right behind Cleveland, who's got 60. So, Cleveland's defense kind of middle of the pack. Ravens offense are pretty much top in all categories. Cleveland offense, bottom in everything offensively. Ravens defense, bottom to middle defensively.
It'll be a, who imposes their will, Cleveland's offense or the Ravens defense? That's going to be the decide. Like, for instance, if Jameis Winston has a 101 quarterback rating and they score 26 points or whatever it is, whatever the Ravens give up, Ravens could be in some trouble.
Yeah. If
Sunday.
If the Ravens offense, if they're matching their numbers, Bob, then it's a blowout.
Right.
That, because then you're on the field all the time, you're killing their defense, and more than likely Jameis is going to throw a couple picks and have some sacks because they're going to be down and he's got to throw it every time.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Well, Vinny's keys coming up later in the show. Nolan, we have time for a call. You make the call, says Nolan McGraw. He goes to Hubie in Baltimore. Hubie, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
I'm going to stick with the theme of cooling the gang and say exciting. Exciting. Ever since I've been following Jameis Winston at Florida State, he's been exciting. It's almost like, you know, I'm calling this the sleeper game, you know, with a team down that far and only won one game this year. You got to watch how you approach them. It's almost like backing a rat in the corner. It's going to come out and jump at your throat. And it's like kicking a mangy dog. You kick it enough, that dog's going to bite you. So I'm looking at them for the Ravens to go in there and, like, you know, try to handle their business, but be cautious because Jameis Winston's going to come out throwing. You know, he can throw the ball. He will throw interceptions. And Nick Chubb isn't no he's no scrub. He can run the ball. You know, he can run the ball. And what better yet for the Cleveland fans to beat the old organization of the Cleveland Browns, which came to Baltimore? You know, they don't like us. So it's a game I'm calling the sleeper game. You got to watch it, how you approach them. But I really believe they're going to be out-coached. I believe Monken's going to have the better hand on Schwartz. What do you think about that?
All right, Hubie.
Schwartz is a really smart guy and a really good defensive coordinator, and Monken's been hot right now. To me, it's more about the execution. You know, I mean, Todd's going to call the plays. And do they execute? If they execute, they'll be fine because they've got really good players on offense, the Ravens do, and they've been making plays. And if they continue to make plays, I think they'll be fine.
And if you're talking about mangy dogs, watch out for the one that was attacking Jason up there on Montford Avenue back in the day. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. We'll come back. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, preview the game with him. Whip around left 15. NBA hot and heavy. Caps were off last night. They got New Jersey coming up? Or no, Tampa.
Tampa, they're at Tampa.
Coming up this weekend. World Series starts tonight. We'll get into all of that. Keith Kavanaugh previews Maryland. Speaking of dogs, I think they're a live dog getting three at Minnesota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.